Crab Feast. You know what it's all about.
This is the Crab Feast. I'm yelling, fuck that. You ain't gotta ask me, cause you can trust that. Every Tuesday, you already knew though. Ryan Sickler, soccer star, JUCO. Above ground, cool goes better than most. Jay Larson, self-diagnosed. Go down low this week, last week. Here we go again, fuck the Crab Feast.
Yeah! What's up, everybody? It's this is Jay Larson here, solo on a Thursday. I couldn't touch pitches by myself. It just wouldn't be right. It wouldn't be right without the sickle. I'm here to drop down some information about my tour coming up. This week, Thursday, I'll be at the Dickens Opera House in Longmont, Colorado. Friday at the Aggie Theater in Fort Collins. And then on Saturday, actually, the Fort Collins show is at the Colorado Room. I apologize. That just recently got switched. And then on Saturday at the Pace Center in Parker, Colorado for two shows that night. And then on October 3rd, I'm kicking off the Mostly Crowd Work tour in Cleveland. Now, I keep saying it's mostly crowd work because I'm going to do crowd work for a large portion of the show. And every now and then, I'm going to mix in some new stories, some new jokes, some new stuff I've been working on. But the crowd work is something I have a lot of fun with and I think is a lot of fun. So that's basically the format of the show. I'm going to have great comedians opening for me everywhere I go. Which is going to be great. Cleveland, if you were out there at Hilarities when I was there not too long ago, it's a great venue. I'll be there October 3rd. I love Cleveland. I love that little walk street it's on. There's some great restaurants over there. I had some great scallops there last time I was there. I don't think scallops is a great thing to get maybe in Cleveland, but they were phenomenal. So that's going to be Hilarities. It's going to be an 8 o'clock show on Wednesday, October 3rd, out in Cleveland. Detroit is October 4th at the Detroit Shipping Company. Now, I came to Detroit when I was doing Best Bars, and I fell in love with that city. I love small cities. I think I've mentioned this before on the podcast, because I have only ever lived in big cities, in Los Angeles, in New York. So when I go to smaller cities, it just there's a different feel, a different community, different sense of people. And I loved it in Detroit, you know, especially in L.A., Los Angeles, everything has to be this bougie, everything's got to be new, cutting edge, and there were so many, like, divey, old school places we went into in Detroit that had, like, personality and had class, and I loved everything about that city. And the Detroit Shipping Center, where the show's going to be, Detroit Shipping Company, is a new venue that they put together with old shipping containers, which I feel like really fits what that city's all about. I mean, I might be wrong, but I'm excited for it. October 4th, Detroit, Michigan, 8 o'clock on a Thursday night. Then October 5th, Chicago, Illinois, at the North Bar. Fantastic venue. The Sklar Brothers recommended it, and as well as Daniel Van Kirk. They were there recently, and they said it's just an awesome, awesome venue. The people there are great, and I'm stoked to be going back to Chicago. Always loved that town. We had a great time in Chicago when we were there together, Ryan and I, back in 2016, and I can't wait to be back. So that's an 8 o'clock show on Friday, October 5th. I'm just so stoked to be back in Chicago. It's such a great town. I can't wait to do all the Chicago things, like Deep Dish and a Brat. And I got some good friends there I'm looking forward to see. And yeah, so please come out. Please come out. On all these shows, by the way, I'm gonna bring old albums, vinyl of my last album, CD from my first album, and then posters as well. So please come out. I'm going to hang out a little bit after shows. Would love to see all you guys. So please come out to that October 5th. We're looking to add a show October 6th. It's not official yet, but Fort Wayne, Indiana. So if you're in Fort Wayne or near, they have a great comedy scene there. We're waiting for an official release. Hopefully I will know soon. October 10th, Portland, Oregon. You know how much I love you. McMenamis Mission Theater, 8 o'clock show, Portland, Oregon, on the 10th. I love that town. Again, small little town, tons of personality. I've been there for the Bridgetown Comedy Festival about four or five times. We've done live Crab Feast there three times. All were fantastic shows. One of the greatest we ever had, Will Anderson and Kumail Nanjiani, was a great one at the, what the heck is that place called? The Doug Fir. Ryan, I loved it. I just love that town. I love going there. I love eating there. I love drinking there. I love performing there. I love exploring there. So I'll be there one night only, October 10th. At the McMenamis, am I saying that? I'm probably saying it wrong. Mission Theater. All of the links are available on my website at jlarsoncomedy.com under tour. You can go there, get your tickets, and come out. We're going to have a blast. October 11th, I'm going to be in Tacoma, Washington. Excited to be there. That has just been added on the 11th. It's a 10 o'clock show. It's a late show. I hope you guys can make it out. It's going to be a late show on a Thursday night, but please come on out. Tacoma Comedy Club is a great venue, great shows. Dan Cummins is there before me, who's been on the podcast, and he's got a great podcast. So go to his show and then stick around for mine. You're going to have to pay for both. That's going to be on the 11th out there in Tacoma, and then I'm going to stay in Washington, go over to Wenatchee at the Numerical Performing Arts Center. The Arts Center. I did a show there not too long ago. Never had heard of Wenatchee before. Sick, cool little town. Like, just felt like I was like hidden away from the rest of the world in there. And the way they set up the Numerical Performing Arts Center is they do it on the stage with risers and seats, and it's super intimate. And it was one of the first places I reached out to when I was going to do this crowd work tour, because I thought it was just the way that they had set up was built for a crowd work show. So that's Friday, October 12th at 8 o'clock in Wenatchee. Please come out to that, especially if you had seen me there before. Come on out. Bring friends. For all these shows, reach out to your friends, family. This is going to be a really fun show to go out to because it's different and it's not like your typical stand-up show. You know, stand-up, I you know, obviously stand-up people work years on crafting jokes and stories to get them to where like all the jokes hit in the right way. The beauty of this show is it's all happening right there in front of you, and we're exploring, we're learning. I almost named the tour the What Did We Learn Tour, because we so much of when I'm doing crowd work, things come out that none of us ever heard of before, and people say weird things. When people are under the gun and we're head-to-head, face-to-face, people say some weird stuff. So it's going to be fun. I'm excited about Wenatchee, and then super stoked to go back to Petaluma, California, to the Griffo Distillery and Tasting Bar. It's a gin distillery out in Petaluma. They've had some great shows there. Judah Freelander's been out there. Mike Kaplan, Dominic Del Bene, who put on the Petaluma Comedy Festival. So many of you guys came out to that live crab feast we did with Kate Willard and Rory Scovel. This is going to be a great show out at the distillery. I love it. Love it, love it. In this part of the country, it's my favorite place to be. You know, we take the family up there, not too far from Petaluma, and I can't wait to be back there. So that's Saturday, October 13th. Just recently added that date, and I'm so glad because I just love being there. And then on the 14th, I'll be in Oakland, California at the New Parish, 8 o'clock show. I've never performed in Oakland. I've always wanted to perform in Oakland. I've always wanted to go to Oakland. I remember like the only time I ever went up there was for like Red Sox A's series way back in like 2002. And between all you guys, I had hooked up with this girl one night. I hooked up with this girl and I was like in her, she was like showering the next day. She's driving me back to the other side of LA. And I'm like looking through her photo album. I don't know, because that's something you do. I was looking through her photo album and I saw this picture of my friend with her. And like, this is a friend I grew up with in Massachusetts. And she got out of the shower and got dressed. And I go, hey, can I ask you something? She goes, yeah. I go, what's up with this picture with you and my boy, Chris? And she's like, you know Chris? I'm like, yeah, I grew up with him. She's like, oh my God, we went to college together. And they had gone to a dance together. So I'm like, well, can I have this picture? And she's like, yeah, okay. So he and I were going up to Oakland for this series. So as soon as he picked me up, I was living in the condemned house in Venice. He picked me up. We pulled out of my house, pulled down the street. We get on the 10, get over to the 405, to the 101. It's going to be a 6-hour drive. I pulled out the picture. I'm like, listen, man, it's a long drive. We got to need some stuff to talk about. Why don't we start right here? And I put that picture, and he's like, where'd you get that? And I was like, dude, just start driving. So that was Oakland. I can't wait to be back at the New Parish Sunday, October 14th. All these tickets available at jlarsoncomedy.com. Excited to be out there. October 27th, I'm back in Houston. We went out to Houston. I don't know if you remembered it, but we talked about on the podcast when we came back where Rye and DVK, Daniel Van Kirk, wanted to get seafood. I'm like, dude, I'm not eating seafood when I'm inland. And they're like, dude, you're on the Gulf, you idiot. I had no idea. The sneakers I'm wearing right now, I got in Houston. I had a blast being there. I was so impressed with the scene over at the Secret Group where this show is going to be and how many great comedians are out of there. And let's be honest, Steve Cantwell was also there. He will be on the show when I'm out there in Houston. Steve Cantwell, he'll be there. Super excited to have him out. And just a great, great place for us to all meet up. What am I talking about? Like, we all know each other. But no, I fell in love with that town. There's, you know, some towns you go to, you expect something, and then it turns out to be this something completely different. That's what Houston was for me. The Secret Group, October 27th. Steve Cantwell will be there. Super excited about that. After that, I'm heading to Denver, Colorado, the Bug Theater. If you came out to see Ryan and I back in 2016, this is where the show was, the Bug Theater, great little place. Adam, Kate, and Holland hopefully is going to be on that show as well as Jeff Tice, the man, the myth, the legend, who's done so many posters for the Crab Feast over the years, both our tour posters from 2016, the home run poster, and currently my Mostly Crowd Work tour poster he designed. So both those guys are going to be on the show, I hope, at the Bug Theater, Sunday, October 28th, 8 o'clock p.m. I love Denver. Denver is where we were going when I pranked Rye. I don't know if you guys remember the story, but Rye and I were getting on the plane. I told Rye, I'm like, oh, I don't have a seat assignment, which I hadn't. I didn't have a seat assignment. And so I go through security because, you know, I'm always worried about being late. I go, just go through security. I'll get my seat assignment. I'll meet you over there. He's like, all right. So I go get it. And like real quick, it happened, no problem. He's still in line for security. I get in a different line for security. I text them and I say, hey, man, you know, they don't have a seat for me. I might not make this flight. And he's like, what? So I'm giving him like different flight options. I get through. I don't see him. I'm looking around for him. I'm like, oh, I'll just tell him now. And then I was like, realize we got to take a shuttle to get to our gate. So I go to the shuttle and I text him like, yeah, man, no luck on this yet. Where are you? And he goes, oh, I'm just about to get on the shuttle. I was already on the shuttle. I'm like, wait, I'm going to be on the plane before him. So I end up hiding on the plane because we didn't have same seats because I got my seat assignment. And I was a couple rows behind him. I hid the entire flight, watched him the whole way. Managed to get off the plane without him seeing me because I used a bag as cover up when I went past him. And we had got a rental car. Ryan set up a rental car, and I said, forget it. And I hopped a cab to the hotel, checked in early, and hid behind the curtains in the window, knowing the first thing Ryan's going to do is like, let's see what kind of view we got. And jumped out to try and scare him. And all he said was, how'd you get here so fast? So it was disappointing for me, but kind of awesome that he thought like I traveled time. So that's going to be the Bug Theater in Denver, Colorado on the 28th. Excited for that. And then we're in November, chilly November. Philadelphia, November 7th at Helium Comedy Club, which is exactly where we were with the Crab Feast back in 2016. Always been a fan of Philadelphia. Reminds me so much of Boston. Love the people there. I'm going to be at Helium Comedy Club. That's Wednesday, November 7th, 8 o'clock show. Again, call your friends, call your family, bring them out, especially if you have friends that do like weird stuff or have like weird things or people you think that might chirp a little. I feel like everybody chirps a little in Philly anyway. So that's November 7th. Please come out to that. I'm excited to be back in Philadelphia. Again, it makes me feel like I'm home. November 8th, Washington, D.C. at the Comedy Loft. I fucking love D.C. It's been a minute. Ryan and I, we did the tour there. I used to do DC improv way back in the day. I was lucky enough to open for Nick Swartz in there, Mike Birbiglia there, Todd Barry back when I was starting out. And I love that town. It's like the energy in Washington, DC. If you've never been there, it's got like a buzz like New York has or LA has, except it's like its politics is what's running it. And I've never, ever been to a town where when 5 o'clock hits, happy hour is everyone pours into happy hour in that town. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen. I love being there. I love going out to Adams Morgan, getting a slice of pie around 3 a.m. Great town, November 8th, the Comedy Loft in Washington, D.C. Then up to Brooklyn. Union Hall, baby. November 9th. So stoked. I used to live down the street from Union Hall when I was living in Park Slope. Kate and I lived out there. Then we moved to Fort Greene. I just love it. I love it. It's a great venue. Small, intimate room. It seats about 100 people. So it's going to get your tickets quick for Union Hall because those are going to go. There's a chance we're going to add a second show if we need to. I hope we need to. November 9th, that's Brooklyn Union Hall. Again, all these are on my website. I can't wait. It's going to be cold in November in parks because you can walk down from Union Hall to where we used to go, and there's a bodega there that we used to go into, Kate and I, all the time. We became real good buddies with the two guys that ran the place, and Kate was like, do you guys have mochi? Why don't you have mochi? And if you've ever lived in New York, bodegas are stacked from floor to ceiling. There's no space. Space is so limited in New York. You're lucky to get whatever you have. So shelf space is crucial in a bodega. If they don't move something, they're getting rid of it. They never had mochi. Kate convinced them to get mochi. They get the mochi. It took them like 6 months. Every time, you guys get mochi yet? You get mochi yet? By the time they got mochi, they had it. They were like, hey, look what we got. And Kate was like, oh my God, you got mochi. She bought it. We got home. She opened it, bit into one. She looks at me. She goes, I think I'm over mochi. And I was like, you just got them to order. They just ordered it for you. And she's like, yeah, I know. I just don't know. I'm like, no, you're out of your mind. Completely insane. You gotta keep doing it. And she didn't. What else? November 10th, Boston, Massachusetts. This date, guys, I'm telling you, I will be in Boston and I will perform on November 10th. There's no question. People have reached out to me about a link because it's not up. And that's because I've been having a little bit of difficulty with the booker. They're trying to move the show to 10 o'clock. I really want it to be 8 o'clock. So we're looking at other venues. But leave November 10th open on your calendar. I will have a location soon because there's no way I'm missing my hometown. And I don't want to do a 10 o'clock show because I know how many people need to get sitters, and that's just too expensive. I know when I have a show in L.A., and they're like, oh, yeah, you're on 11:45 and Kate's out of town. I'm like, all right, so my sitters stay until 12:30 on like a school night for her. So I get it, and that's why I'm trying to get it to 8 o'clock. But just hit it up. I mean, lock it down for the 10th, and we'll go from there. November 11th, Portsmouth, New Hampshire. I've only performed in New Hampshire one time outside of doing some colleges, and that was in Manch, Vegas, where I went to school. I went to school at St. Anselm in New Hampshire. This is in Portsmouth at the Music Hall Loft. I've heard nothing but great things about it. Portsmouth is a great little town. If you live within 2 hours of Portsmouth, just please come out. It's a great little town. Sunday, it's a Sunday night. Take Monday off. Get the wife. Get the husband. Get the hotel, get a sitter, give them to your grandparents, your parents, whatever, their grandparents, and just go. Portsmouth is dope. Good food, people who like the booze. I can't wait to go back to New Hampshire. I got a friend that bartends there, Bosie. What's up, baby? He doesn't listen to this. Either way, Music Hall Loft, November 11th, Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Super excited about it. Then, November 14th. St. Louis, Missouri at the Ready Room. I can't wait for that. That's Wednesday night in St. Louis. It's going to be a lot of fun. We went to St. Louis when we were doing the tour back in 2016, but I don't remember. It wasn't the Ready Room. It was a different location, which was great. We had a great time there, but this was one that was recommended to me, and I've heard great things about this spot, so I can't wait to get out there in St. Louis. I know you guys are going to be talking Cardinals, Red Sox with me. That's all you ever want to do. It's what the Scholars always want to do. And I'm always like, just chill out, dude. Okay? Just chill out. Okay? But nobody ever wants to chill out with me. People like to take it to the next level, and I get it. So please come out to that show. That's November 14th. If you want, bring out your friends and family and everybody get in my face about it. That's fine. I don't, you know, I'll deal with it. Then, the 15th, November, I am coming. This hasn't been announced yet. I'm announcing it right here to you guys. I will put something out there as well. But I'm coming to Tulsa, Oklahoma. Pretty excited about it. I've never been to Oklahoma. I think I've driven through it when I was... one time my buddy asked me, he's like, yo, can you drive my car from LA, or San Diego rather, to Boston? I was like, yeah. I did it in 3 days. If you've ever driven cross country, by yourself in 3 days, that's insane. I went LA to Denver, 17 hours, crashed on the side of the road, got up at rush hour, drove from Denver to some highway that I crashed out on until a state trooper was like, you sleeping or broken down? And I was like, I'm sleeping. He's like, move on. Drove to Ohio to Columbus to see my sister. Was there for like 6 hours. Left there, drove to Boston. 3 days. So now I'm going to be in Oklahoma at Duet Jazz. So great little room on Detroit Avenue out there in Tulsa. I can't wait. I cannot wait. I love getting a chance to go to some new places, and that's a great one for me. That's going to be November 15th. It's a Thursday night, 8 o'clock in Tulsa at Duet Jazz. I can't wait for that. The 16th of November, we're going to add a date. It's not, there's nothing official yet, but sit tight. We're working on something. It's going to happen, and then we're going to end this tour in one of my favorite cities in America, Atlanta, Georgia. November 17th at the Relapse Theater. If you've never been to the Relapse Theater, Rory Scovel taped his last special there, which is a hilarious, amazing special. I'm sure you guys have seen it. And it's a great little theater, great comedy scene in Atlanta. I love that damn town. I love that damn town. I, honestly, if it wasn't for humidity and heat, I would be in that town full time. That's a fact. Great people, great food. Great booze, great trees. I know that's weird to say, but you, no one ever says, you know what I love about Atlanta? The trees. But I'm saying it. The trees in Atlanta are amazing. It's such a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful town. And the people are so awesome. I can't wait to come back. I think it's such a great place to end this tour. November 17th in Atlanta. The Relapse Theater. I can't wait. I can't wait for that. We may be adding a Los Angeles stop here at the end of the tour as well. Oh, I do want to say, by the way, if you are not close to Atlanta on the 17th of November, but you're close to Baltimore, Sickle Cell is doing his show in Baltimore on the 17th. So if you're not close to Atlanta and you can't get there by car, and you are close to Baltimore and you can get there by car, go see Sickle Cell out there in Baltimore. You know how much he loves being home in Baltimore. I mean, even if you live in a suburb, I'm sure he lived in whatever suburb you live in. So, you know, get yourself out there to see me on the 17th in Atlanta at the Relapse Theater, or go out there and see Sickle Cell out in Baltimore. Those are all the stops on the tour. I'm really excited to be getting out there. As much as I don't want to leave the family, I think I've mentioned a number of times, I try not to tour because I like being home. I like cooking dinner. I like cooking breakfast as much as I love taking them to school, and I love being around them as much as I can. So for me, this is something I really wanted to do. I love the idea. I love getting out to see all you guys, and I hope that you guys are able to come out, make some time in your life. I know that you guys all have families and you have responsibilities, but please, if you are available, any of those dates that I'm going to be near you, starting in Cleveland, ending in Atlanta, please, please come out. It'll be great to see all y'all. And fuck the Crab Feast and fuck you guys. So, jlarsoncomedy.com for all these tour events. And thanks so much for listening to this little mini-up. And love you guys. Hope to see you out there soon.